Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And hello, and I am here with another mock draft 5.0 Green Bay Packers fall 7 rounds. And I'm going to use Pro Football Network for the first time, so I hope you all enjoy this. This will be really fun. I'm just going to zoom through it. Unless they're amazing trades, I probably won't do any trades, but I'll look at the trade offers. We'll see what we got. So let's get rolling. And I'm, like I said, I'm Isaac with Fun Football Podcast. I just hit 200. Help me hit my goal of 250 subscribers. I do have a birthday coming up in April in a couple weeks. I'm not going to say the exact date, but let's help me hit it by the 15th because my birthday is somewhere in there. So let's do this. I'm excited. This is after the Greg Joseph signing, so I think this will be a lot of fun. And these Packer mocks have been a blast. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's see. And I'm curious what's going to happen with this site. So like I said, I'm on Pro Football Network. All 7 rounds. Let's do it. Caleb goes first. Drake May. Jaden Daniels. Good. The site's, I feel like, is a little bit more realistic. I like the layout of the other site better, but I like how this site functions. So let's see what happens. Really thinking if Cooper DeJean's available, that's probably going to be the guy I go with. And it looks like he might actually be there. So let's see. JJ McCarthy fell. Byron Murphy, man, that's tough. So I can move one slot back and DeJean's available and I get pick 89. And I'm going to be honest, I actually think the Packers would do that. And I see multiple players I like, so I'm going to consider that pick. Move back and I get two and I get pick 90. Not going to do that one. Move back to 49, I get pick 80. That's terrible. I'm going to go ahead and accept moving back one spot. So there is trades in this one to get pick 89. Packers, I like the depth idea. Now I can move back 22 spots. I'm not going to do that. I can move back and get a second next year. No. Cooper DeJean's available at 26. I got some trade value and Cooper DeJean. So that's sweet. So now I got pick 58. And I got back-to-back at 88 and 89. And obviously pick 41. So that's freaking awesome. So I'm very happy about that, obviously. Could move back one, get a fourth for next year. I bet they would do that. Move back 5. And I see guys I like everywhere. And I get pick 82. Well, I love Sweat. He's a beast. I don't think he's going to be there in 5 picks. So I'm going to say no, actually. I'm just going to pick Sweat. He's there. They could use help all over the place, but that is we need a defensive tackle, and he's it. So DeJean, Sweat. Okay, let's see what we got. So now I get 88, 89. I almost have 4 picks in a row. 88, 89. Missing 90, but I get 91 in the third. I still have pick 58, though. I can move back 14, get 111. I'm not going to do that. It's too much fall. Move down 9, get pick 152. That's not bad, actually. But I see some guys I like. I'm not going to do it. While we need offensive line help massively, we also need edge. And I think we could get a guard later. I like Chris Braswell. I'm going to go with him. I know I went 3 defensive guys there, but I just really think we need to beef up the pass rush. So I'm going to try to get alignment at one of these spots coming up here. If BB falls to me, that's going to be the guy. And he's still there. Fallen. Nope, he went. Darn. Almost pulled it off too. This is, if they get these guys on defense though, it's not reality. This is a mock draft. That would be awesome. Hope you all enjoy the video. Give me some feedback. I want some draft grades. So I can move back 5 and get pick 130. Well, that's not a bad idea, actually. I'm going to say no. I'm going to take a look here. I 2 picks in a row. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Mahogany. I'm going to reject that trade. I'm going to look at everything at defense really quick. While I love Trotter, Junior Collison's there, I'm taking him. I can move back 16. No, I'm not doing that. And then at running back or offense, I'm probably going to go running back here. So I'm just looking at my picks really quick. I got a guard, edge, defensive tackle, linebacker, safety. Gotten help everywhere. Cooperjohn could play corner too. Let's look at all the positions. Blake Corum's there. Will Shipley's there. I'm going to look at running back. Darn it. Braylon Allen went. That stinks. I hate that. But we do need another running back to help here. And I know I'm always about running backs, but I'm not a big AJ Dillon fan, and I need to see that. Jacob still has it, so I'm going to go Will Shipley based on needs for the Packers here. That was tough because there was other guys there, but I had to give something on offense. Okay. Pick 169. It's not for a while, so I flipped one of the picks, that's why. In one of those early trades, I gave up my fourth to move to get that high second. So, I mean, honestly, though, if the Packers get six guys in the top 100, I think it's worth it to lose in the fourth. So, now let's go. We're in round four. Overall talent estimate is still there. Mason Smith, Coleman, Mustafa, Kyrie Jackson. Now, I will say I wish they get a corner. They do need one, but I think Dejon could play nickel. He could end up playing corner instead of safety. So I'm a big Valentine fan. So, yeah, we'll see. Wait until 169, which is the very end of the fifth round. Lots of trades here, too. Ray Davis is still available. That's crazy. I'm not going to go two. I'm not going to go two running backs in a row. So I've got 169. I got to wait a whole nother round of 202. So I've got to hit on this pick. This has got to be a good one. Okay. I can move seven back and pick up 211. It's not bad, actually, but I'm not going to do it. Oladapo's available, and I really like that because we could move Dejon to corner. He's okay. Let me see. Oladapo's just the guy here. I like him too. Defensive tackle. We already got one though. We could use some help on the offensive line, but I'm gonna go Oladapo because I think Dejon could play corner, and that gives us some flexibility and some depth at safety. So I think that's important. We need to build on layers on defense this year. We've got to supplement a lot of talent. A lot of people just want to blame it on the defensive coordinator, who Joe Barry was extremely at fault. But we've got to build layers on this D. Like, we've got to build in the trenches. I want to see a better pass rush. And we're moving to a 4-3, so we got to get a defensive tackle. So it's a long way to 219 and then 245 and 255. So we'll see what we can do on those last three picks. Hopefully it's something good. Oh, and pick 202. I forgot about that one. They could use more linebackers, actually. That's the funny thing. Let me look at offense. Look at tackle. Nothing. Guard, nothing. Center, dang it. I mean, there's picks, but I could get them at 219. So sadly, I might just have to reach here. They could use – I'm going to pick Nugent because I think they need interior line help. Should have gone offensive tackle, but I'll get one in the last couple picks. Just for the value that was there, I could have looked a little more, but I'm just like, some of the guys over there, you just had to do it. Nathan Thomas is here, and I don't think he's going to be there at 245. And I like Frank Crum a lot, but I'm going to go Thomas here. Get some offensive line help. I still got two more picks. Let's go to all. That's crazy. He's falling. That's nuts. If this linebacker is still here at 245, I'll be taking him. I don't think he'll be there. I don't think he'll be there. He's falling. Let's see. I can't say his name. I butcher it. Ulufashio. The Cowboys burning me. Darn it. Man, that stinks. It's all. Let me look. I did not get a corner, and I only got one tackle, but I did get two safeties. That helps, which really stinks. So I'll go ahead and go Josh DeBerry. We tend to hit on our seventh round pick, so that could be really valuable for us. One more pick at 255 for the Packers. So we got here. not going to draft a kicker. We just signed one. See a lot of, you know, I like Frank Crum. I'm a big fan. I'm going to go and take him. Get another tackle. Maybe one of these guys hits. So hopefully it happens. It's a weird draft. It's tougher on this website, but I still stand by it. I like it because DeJean could play corner. So I'm going to recap. Cooper DeJean at pick 26. Devondre Sweat at 41, defensive tackle from Texas. Chris Braswell, edge rusher from Alabama. So the first three were defense. Mahogany, Christian Mahogany, offensive guard from Boston College at 88 to fill that right guard spot. So DeJean probably plays safety. Mahogany fills running spot. DeJean plays safety. Junior Carlson, because we need some depth at linebacker, maybe ends up starting. Shipley provides us some depth at running back at pick 91. Oladapo, safety from Oregon State at 169. Then I went heavy offensive line. Drake Nugent, center from Michigan at 202. Nathan Thomas, 219, offensive tackle from Louisiana. And at 245, Josh DeBerry, cornerback from Texas A&M. And the last pick, Frank Crum, offensive tackle at 255 from Wyoming. So hope you all enjoyed that. That was so much fun. I hope you guys like that mock draft 5.0. I may get to 10, but at least 7 before the draft of Just Packers. So hope you all enjoyed this content. I will have plenty more Packers stuff to come. And I have a live show on April 5th, Friday night. I'll have a few guests. I hope you all join. Matt will be co-hosting that one with me. Bill's on a cruise, so hope you guys enjoy. And then I'll probably take a break from Fun Football the following week of my birthday, and then have a few more lives through April and into early May. So hope you all enjoy. Help subscribe. Give me some comments, but subscribe and help me hit 250 by April 15th. And yeah, I'm having a blast, guys. It's nice to be back. I hope you enjoy it. Give me some grades. Give me some comments. And if you would like to hop on the show or do a mock draft with me, send me a DM or leave a comment on the YouTube. But you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, but especially on TikTok, Facebook, and Twitter, Fun Football Pod or Fun Football Podcast. So thank you guys for listening. Many more mock drafts this week to come.